Psalm 23, these are the words of God. A psalm of David. Yahweh is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. Amen. This ends this reading of God's inspired and inerrant words. And in the Lord's Day, in the morning public worship, The first section of the Psalter, or the first section of the worship service, is going to be from Psalm 23. And we're going to be singing How Sweet the Name of Jesus Sounds. In that song, we recognize that Jesus is the good shepherd of Psalm 23. Psalm 23, Yahweh is the shepherd, and he has all of these benefits for us when we are weary, when we are weak, when we are under attack, when we are dying. And he is our pleasure forever and ever. It's wonderful that Yahweh is all these things to us. And we have that underlined in Ezekiel 34, because there were men who were to act as shepherds. And Ezekiel 34 is talking not there especially about spiritual leadership, but especially about kings and spiritual leaders who are supposed to, the kings to tend the flock and the spiritual leaders to feed the flock. And the Lord had said that the shepherds were devouring the flock instead. So he makes a big deal about how he himself is the only good shepherd. So that in John chapter 10, when Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd, he's making a claim to be Yahweh from Psalm 23 and Ezekiel 34 and other places, like when Jacob refers to the Lord as the shepherd who has saved him out of every trouble, and other passages in addition. So when we sing about Jesus being the good shepherd, or think about Jesus being the good shepherd, or understand that Psalm 23 is about him, we understand that it's Jesus who's our shepherd, which means we always have what we need. It's impossible for us to lack. That's what "I shall not want" means. It's impossible for me to lack anything. Yes. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. So when things are going well, and when I have an abundance, and things are peaceful, it's the Lord Jesus who is doing that for me. In fact, even as we go on, we'll see that when our life has trouble in its circumstances, it still has the Lord Jesus as our shepherd. And so we have peace and abundant supply, even in those times. He restores my soul. Or even converts my soul. We need our souls turned back to the Lord because we're sinners. The Lord Jesus is the one who has taken the guilt of our sin, and therefore he gives us his Spirit by whom he makes us alive so that we can believe in him and be counted righteous. He also gives us his Spirit to help us walk in righteousness. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. It's the glory of the name of Yahweh. It's the glory of the name of Jesus, which is that name which is above every other name, not just on earth, but in heaven. We know that the name of Jesus being above every other name in heaven means he is Yahweh our shepherd too. So this passage will go very well with our sermon on the Lord's Day. But it's for his name's sake. He loves you. He gave himself for you. You become saved because he has loved you and by his joining you to himself. It's as impossible for you to be lost if you believe in Jesus. It's as impossible for you to be lost as it is that the Father would let his Son's name fall to the ground and be despised. The Father will not let his Son's name. God will not let his own name, Yahweh, some say Jehovah, be despised and dishonored. He will vindicate his name. And so you see verse 3, he restores my soul, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And so the name of the Lord Jesus, above every name in heaven and on earth, that name is sweet to us because it speaks his provision, his love, his righteousness, the guarantee of our soul being restored, the guarantee of our restored souls being perfected, and ultimately walking in paths of righteousness, not in the constantly needing corrected way that we do in this life, but in the way that we will in the life to come. Always only loving, obeying, pleasing him, being delighted with him. Of course, in order to get to that place, we must go through the valley of darkest shadow, which our translation translates the valley of the shadow of death. Even then, we fear no evil. Why? Because the Lord Jesus is Jehovah with us. Jehovah our Savior, Yahweh our Savior. He is with us. His rod and staff comfort us. He will defend us from every external evil. He will correct us and chasten us until we have that holiness without which no one will see the Lord. His discipline produces in us the peaceful fruit of righteousness. The Lord Jesus is Yahweh himself, doing all these things for us and to us. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Even when under attack, even if persecuted, in every trouble. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. There's nothing the enemies can do to stop the Lord Jesus from celebrating with us, from appointing us as his own for his own purposes, and investing his name in us. You anoint my head with oil. There's nothing the enemies can do to stop him from giving us an overflowing abundance of all of the blessings of being in covenant with God, being at feast with God, being those who belong to God. And the Lord Jesus is the one in whom all those things are most clearly and completely displayed. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and chesed, it says mercy, but it is covenant love, steadfast love there, shall follow me. And the word follow is actually the word for hunt or chase or persecute. The goodness and the covenant love of God hot on your heels. You can't get away from them like bloodhounds of heaven. And in the Lord Jesus, you know that he who did not spare his own son for you, but gave him up with us all, for us all, will surely together with him graciously give us all things. And so you know, because of the name Jesus, because of the person Jesus, because of the sacrifice of Jesus, because of the Father's love to give us Jesus, that goodness and steadfast love continuously hunt you down. You cannot get away from them if you wanted to, which you don't want to, if you're his and he's brought you to faith in him. But if you could want to, you couldn't get away from him. All the powers of hell can't get you away from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And actually, verse 38, verse 39 there in Romans 8 is preceded a couple verses earlier by who can separate us from the love of Christ? Why is that? Because Christ is God. And the name Jesus should be sweet to you because he is the one whose love continuously hunts you down. Surely goodness and steadfast love shall be hot on your heels, or be hot on my heels, verse 6, all the days of my life, and I will dwell, or, as you know, it may well be, if the vowel pointing in the later Hebrew manuscripts is correct, I will return continuously to, or I will dwell in, the house of Yahweh forever. This is one of the favorite psalms of believers because it's such a complete and powerful and beautiful telling and display of what it is like to have the Lord himself as your good shepherd, that you are the sheep of his hand. And Jesus says that his sheep know him, they hear his voice, they recognize him. And the name Jesus becomes synonymous to us with Yahweh and with all of these wonderful truths about what it is to have him as our shepherd, our constant friend who is always with us. Praise God. Let's pray. We thank you and praise you, Lord Jesus, that in order to be our good shepherd, you laid down your life for the sheep, that your blood was the price at which all of the sweetness of this psalm and the realities that it tells us about was purchased for us. And therefore, when we enjoy your provision, protection, help, comfort, everything in this psalm, it's that much sweeter to know that you were willing to purchase that for us by your blood, to purchase us for yourself by your blood. And we pray that you would make us to live in knowledge of you and of your love, that your name would be sweet to us, and that there would be nothing in our life that is so bitter in and of itself that walking through it with you is not sweet in the fact that it is with you. So help us, we pray. Grant that your Spirit would write on our hearts the truths of this psalm, especially in light of whom you have revealed the psalm to be about, namely yourself, our Lord Jesus Christ. In his name we ask it. Amen. Amen.